If you think you need a home inspection, you probably do. Hi, I'm Todd Osborne of Orion Inspections. And buyers, sellers, and even flippers, I'm talking to you. Knowledge is power when it comes to real estate transactions. You'll get an image-packed, searchable, digital, printable report of the condition of the house, things to keep an eye on, any safety issues or defects, and the knowledge to make smart, informed decisions. Your instinct is telling you to get an inspection, and instincts are usually right. Learn more or schedule today at orioninspections.com.
President Trump lost the election. Joe Biden won the election.
Collectively, Republicans got 1.661 million votes, 51,000 more votes than Trump got.
He exhausted his cases. He exhausted the court challenges.
All the Republicans voted for Trump the way they voted for the assembly candidates. He would have won.
It was not rigged. It was not stolen. Donald Trump lost the election. Joe Biden won the election. It's really clear.
This message was paid for by the People for People People Corporation. Donate online at p4ppc.org.
Hi, folks. This is Kirk Bankstead of the Minocqua Brewing Company, and I'm excited to announce our new beer, AOC IPA. This IPA pays homage to Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, a champion of the progressive movement. AOC IPA is now available in stores throughout Wisconsin. Check our website, minocquabrewingcompany.com, to see which stores in your area are carrying it.
Hey, Susan, how you doing?
I'm good, Earl. Again, I want to thank you for a wonderful show. The interesting thing is that you're now starting to give people in that part of Wisconsin some food for thought. Having him call in was wonderful. I think we all have to really work hard together to bring a lot more people in the fold.
I'm glad that gentleman called. And it's not that I'm so arrogant that I think I know everything. It's too much in the world to know and think more of myself than I should.
Here on the Shaw 101 FM and WAUK 540 AM.
People, right on. There's a guy who cared about giving power to the people, John Lennon. What a classic. Hey, thanks for tuning in. You are tuned in to Matt Flynn Direct. I'm Stu Daniels filling in for Matt today. He'll be back tomorrow. You can join us on the phone at 844-967-2789. We've been discussing the Supreme Court's decision to overturn Roe v. Wade. Also talked a little bit about the convention that went on over the weekend, the Democratic State Convention in Wisconsin. And one more thing I want to talk about is how Wisconsin doctors are responding to that decision. Before we get to this story, I want to go to the phone lines. We'll take another call. Let's go to Robert from West Allis. Good morning. What do you have to say today, Robert?
Good morning. It's terrible what's going on with the court, and their views are they're just so crazy. I mean, this sets the precedent, you know, for overturning things like Griswold and, you know, if people don't know, you know, that's contraception between a, you know, within the context of a marriage, a husband and wife, and they would like to do away with that. Frankly, some of these justices, you know, you have the two sexual predators, you have the one whose family basically ran a cult church, and then you have the chief justice who attended John Birch Society meeting.
It's hard to believe, isn't
justices, it really is. I mean, they're so off the rails, you know, that they were appointed by presidents that lost the popular vote by millions of votes, and confirmed by a Senate of states that represent a marginal percentage of the public, and the majority of the public is not with them. You know, frankly, some of these justices didn't give satisfactory answers on Brown versus the Board of Education. You know, so they want to take Wisconsin back to the, you know, the 1840s. I guess my question for someone like Clarence Thomas is he going to divorce his wife, you know, the one that was involved with the coup plotting on January 6th? Because frankly, if you go back to some of these decisions, interracial marriage isn't acceptable. I mean, how crazy are these guys? I don't see any difference between them and the mullahs in Iran. I mean, they want to impose Christian Sharia law. And, you know, everyone's not a Christian, guys. And even though they think, you know, Nathan Hale on the top of the hill said, you know, this is what it was. The reality is Native Americans were here before the English ever showed up, right? It's a bizarre world we're living in. They really need to expand the court, and they need to term and limit these guys. They're so out of touch with the American people. Their decisions are ridiculous. So that's really all I had to say.
Yeah, well, I appreciate you calling and expanding the court. I think a lot of people would agree with that. What about the term limits, though? So you think a term limit would be a good thing for Supreme Court justice, hey?
Oh, absolutely, because there's no accountability. I mean, even when Scalia was around, you know, they were hell-bent they're not going to have cameras in the court because they don't want any light shined on the fact that they're supposed to be impartial. But basically, this group has said, we're throwing precedent out the window. We're just going to make it up as we go along. Well, then they're just another extension. They're another political group. They might as well be, you know, Congress at that point. So at that point, why not limit them so that a president only has, you know, 4 or 8 years, you know, past his tenure that they're sitting on the bench? It doesn't make sense to me that someone that was put on the bench in the 80s is still having an influence over things when the majority of the public are not anywhere near the views and the opinions they're expressing and trying to, you know, have an impact on everyone's life.
Well, let me ask you this. What do you think is a good term limit? 8 years, 10 years, 12 years? And would you be willing to say that they can be reconfirmed for another 8 or 10 years or so?
No, reconfirmed, but yes, 8 or 10 years after the length of that president's term is over. And then
after the length of that president. So you're saying they might be on the bench for 10 or 12 years or maybe even a little longer.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah. But the other thing, too, is they need to have some accountability. There's conflicts all over the place, and any normal judge would recuse themselves. This group doesn't seem to really want to follow that set of rules. So when they have conflicts of interest, they sit there and you know, weigh in on the case, which is absolutely ridiculous. If anyone else at any other level in the judicial system did that, they'd be sanctioned. So they're just a rogue group, and that needs to be addressed. The biggest shame is that when Obama was in office, they had a supermajority. He was asked 100 days in, will you codify Roe? And it's like, oh, we don't need to worry about that. Okay, well, here we are, right? So have a good day. Thank you.
Yeah. Okay, Robert, thank you for the call. Good stuff as always. And, you know, I think that Clarence Thomas would be willing to get a divorce if he could continue to push things to the right more and more and more, so much so that, as it was at one time, interracial marriage, you know, could become illegal again. I think he'd rather push things more toward that direction than, I don't know, speculation. Hey, we've got just a few more minutes until the break. I want to touch on one more thing here. This is an Associated Press story. By the way, if you want to join us on the phone, 844-967-2789 is the phone number. Wisconsin doctors halt abortions following the court ruling. Now, imagine if you were a young woman and you were scheduled to have an abortion for whatever the reason may be, whether it's medical or you had other plans, who knows? But imagine being a young woman or a woman of any age who had a scheduled abortion planned. And now, what do you do? Doctors across Wisconsin have stopped providing abortions, even as questions remain about the enforceability of a 173-year-old state ban. This is an Associated Press story by Scott Bauer and Todd Richmond. It says doctors across Wisconsin immediately stopped providing abortions on Friday, turning away women in waiting rooms and calling to cancel pending appointments following the U.S. Supreme Court's ruling striking down its Roe v. Wade decision. The immediate halt to abortions came even as questions remained about the enforceability of a 173-year-old state ban. Nearly 70 women had abortion procedures scheduled with Planned Parenthood Wisconsin on Friday and Saturday, the group's medical director, Kathy King, said at a news conference. Four women had abortions at Planned Parenthood clinics Friday morning before the Supreme Court's order came down, King said. Women who were in Planned Parenthood clinics on Friday morning awaiting abortions were told that they couldn't be done in Wisconsin. Instead, they were given help with scheduling appointments in other states, said Planned Parenthood Wisconsin President Tanya Atkinson. Atkinson said offering travel assistance and helping women upon their return to Wisconsin will now be a focus of the group. Wisconsin has an 1849 law that bans abortion except to save the life of the mother, but whether that law is enforceable is expected to be challenged in court. Wisconsin Attorney General Josh Call, a Democrat, said he would have news next week, that's this week, I believe, about how his office would respond to Friday's ruling. Let me see when this was posted. It was posted on the 24th. So, yeah, it looks like hopefully the attorney general will make those announcements this week. And the story goes on and says Democratic Governor Tony Evers, who is up for re-election in November, told the Associated Press he would do everything he could to protect abortion rights. Time to go to a break. This is our last break of the show. If you want to get in, 844-967-2789. Stu Daniels in for Matt Flynn Direct today.